without permission.
Yeah.
The point is that what makes life really worth living, in the sense of inspiring, meaningful, so that every day when you get up, you're just so excited to be alive. What makes life like that is having a mission. There is no form of selfishness which can sustain a happy life. Because the soul, in a selfish mood, is sick. It's a disease of the soul. And no disease can ultimately make you feel great. And there's something about living selfishly which breaks what Krishna calls the wheel that's made to turn. In other words, we're receiving so many gifts from Krishna, we offer them back. And that is the natural loving cycle that sustains the universe, according to Bhagavad Gita. And so, I'm receiving so many gifts from Krishna. If I take those gifts and use them to try to gratify myself, I'm cutting myself out of the universe. I'm cutting myself out of reality and trapping myself, imprisoning myself in this little tiny box, which is my own ego, and cutting myself off from the great outdoors of reality. So, real life means we have to live for a mission, and we have to just focus on that, so that we should always be praying, because the mission means I want to work for the pleasure of Prabhupada, the pleasure of Krishna, the betterment of the world. That desire is so strong in us that it just overpowers all of our selfish impulses. Because we are chock full, we are so full of it. It being vanity, lust, greed, pride, all these other sterling qualities. We are so full of these things that we have to, like fire with fire. Our missionary spirit, our desire to do good in the world has to be so strong that it simply overpowers all of our lower, nasty, unworthy impulses. So that we should always be praying to Krishna. Always be praying to Krishna for inspiration to carry out that mission. For empowerment. We have to be literally fixed in a spiritual mission to serve Prabhupada. And if we are, that is the higher taste. The higher taste is not just sort of like super Vedic LSD trip. The higher taste is the mission. And everyone's unique, every soul's unique. Every soul will have, in a sense, a unique mission. Not that there can't be teamwork, cooperation, but even on the same team, each one plays their own position. So every unique soul will have their own special way of loving Krishna and of giving their lives to Prabhupada's mission. Everyone will do it in their own special, wonderful way. But still, everyone has to do it. Whether it means part of the team, whether it means some kind of solo thing that you do, of course, association with devotees. So the mission has to be so strong. If you have Arjuna, if they focus, Arjuna only saw the target, that's why I hit the target. We can't be distracted. We have to be completely fixed on the mission. We have to understand what our mission is, and then just be fixed in it. And we have to pass Krishna's test. We have to have to be so important to us that we will not stray from the path. It's like all those great things. Like if you're on a quest, or if you're like Frodo Baggins, Dr. Frodo, or whatever. Can you think of Dr. Frodo? Anyway, to recover from all of his sort of intense experiences. But it's just like that. It's just like Frodo, where he had a mission, Lord of the Rings. And there were so many temptations, there were so many just bad things that to take him off the path. We have to be like that, because Krishna sends every kind of Ramaya, and Krishna's Ramaya, because it's Krishna's, it's his kindness that he tests us and shows us what we're really at. So there'll be so many temptations, so many minds will dangle, all kinds of things, even like weighted temptations. Because there's all kinds of, let's say, activities, relationships, or things you can do within the general, the broad boundaries of a civilized human life and Christian consciousness. But they just blow up the mission. I don't need to say that only celibates and missionaries or, I mean, it's not a fanatical thing. But still, it may be important choices in life, deciding what we want to do in life. We have to we just have to be willing to stay on the path, not be deviated, not be seduced, not be distracted. We have to be fixed in the mission. And that really is the fast track to pure devotional service. Because it's pure service. It's not just a question of, like, you know, sitting in a room and emoting purely for Krishna. The way we actually develop pure bhakti is by fixing our mind with practical devotional service, which is our mission, it's our inspiration. Why am I alive? In order to do this for Prabhupada. That's why I'm on this planet. That's, we have to come to that point. Yes, okay, yes, I have material desires. Yes, I'm a rascal in so many ways. However, despite all of my imperfections, flaws, despite all my nonsense, I am going to fix my life on a sacred mission to Prabhupada, to his mission. I have a career, a devotional career, which I'm performing for the sake of Prabhupada's mission, and that's my life, that's my path, and I'm going to stay on that path.